Welcome home, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this episode of Welcome Home with the Katsinas. Welcome Home is a podcast where I, your host Josh, sit down for a conversation with different people who I admire and discuss whatever's on their mind, and especially focus on life at home in times like this. Wherever you are and however you're listening, thank you for your support, and once again, welcome home. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining in on this week's episode of Welcome Home with the Katsinas. Hope you all are enjoying your day, enjoying your week. I want to start off this episode, I am looking forward to wishing my lovely wife, Alexis, a happy birthday. I'm recording this on April 8th. It'll come out on April 10th. Her birthday is the 9th. So, honey, if you're listening to this, I hope you are, because it's your husband's podcast. I want you to know I love you. I hope you had a great birthday, and I'm celebrating you and all the other. There are a lot of Katsina family birthdays in the month of April. So happy birthday to all the Katsinas born this month. And if you're listening and you have an April birthday, happy birthday. Celebrating you, and I'm celebrating my wife Alexis today and this week. And I'm so thankful for you, honey. As we begin today's episode, I have a returning guest, someone who is a great friend of the show and also my uncle, Uncle James Katsina. Uncle James, thank you for being here.
Josh, it's so good to be here with you. If I can quickly join you in wishing niece Alexis a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Alexis. Oh, yeah. Like you said, Josh, there's a lot of birthdays. We just celebrated my wife's, or Auntie Chrissy's, yes, birthday this weekend, and it was awesome. As you know, it's no longer birthday, it's like birthday month.
Yeah.
So you have to pace
yourself.
Gotta
go big.
Yes. you attempt to, at least.
That's awesome. Yeah, happy birthday, Auntie Chrissy. And I'm excited to have you on the show today, Uncle. I guess I'll start off with, I've kind of been doing this with your brothers as we start off the show. I'm just, if you have any updates about what's going on in your life, in the family, share with our audience just kind of a quick update on the happenings of James and his clan.
I'm getting old, Josh. I'll start there. And I don't say it in a, I say that because I'm feeling it. Mm. And that's not all negative either. It's not meant to be a negative connotation. I feel it. And, you know, and so when I do have moments of reflection, I'm actually in a place of gratitude. Hmm. to be at this place, you know, 53 years around the sun. And, you know, I go on this. It's like a journey of reflection, thinking about, man, where life has taken me, you know, the ups and downs and everything in between. And it's been pretty remarkable. But when it comes to updates in regards to me and my surroundings, my family, I'm at a pretty good place, very fulfilled. The latest, of course, and it's almost coming up on a year, mm-hmm, is just this journey with our grandson, Shiloh, mm-hmm, James Curtis, who has just been a delight. And I've heard it many times over before Shiloh came, from other grandparents, and how, you know, being a grandparent really does change your life, mm-hmm, and obviously for the good. And so to be experiencing it over the last over 8 months now, almost 9 months, just learning from this little bundle of joy. And it's amazing to me, because I even have said this to my wife, that, man, were we this observant with our own kids? And I think the answer is yes, you know, but it's been so long ago. And what I mean by that is, when we're with Shiloh, we have what's called Shy Day Friday, mm-hmm, because that's the main day that we get to keep Shiloh and babysit him, and it's a wonderful time where he's not talking yet or doing any of that, but we're just seeing a lot of growth in him. He's doing this army crawl.
Yes, and I've seen it.
Yeah, every week when we go to see him, there's always something new, yeah. Or maybe a few things that are new. So it's just a wonderful relationship. It's very different than the relationship of with us and our kids. Mm-hmm. So I'm living what I've heard from other grandparents, and we look forward to, you know, God willing, many more grandkids, at least a few more. So that's one thing that's been quite a life change that we've been enjoying. Another one, at least in this, you know, early part of the year of 2025, is my wife has been coming on the road with me. We've been traveling quite a bit, a good amount. Our last, it was a pretty big trip, was to Paris, France. The brothers and I have been out there a few times. This was our third time, but this was Chrissy's first time there. And of course, you know, that city, if anyone's been to Paris, it's even if you don't know much of the history of France and that part of the world, it really is worth taking a trip there, especially if you can go with your spouse or yeah. your significant other. Just the backdrop, the landmarks, the historic structures there, Notre Dame, the Louvre, of course, the Eiffel Tower, Siem River. It was a sight to behold. And just to share that about 5 days with Auntie Chrissy, we're still talking about it. And we've been talking to our kids just about, man, it would be a bucket list if we can all go back there and experience it together. Yeah. So life has been full, it's been rich. And let me say this, I don't know if you'll ask at the end, you know, what's going on at home, but I'd love to share just another season that we're going yeah. through, if that question is coming yeah. later on.
So maybe we'll get there.
For sure.
Let me, thanks for sharing all that. Yeah. Let me start with, you said you feel like you're getting old. That I wasn't expecting you to say that.
I know.
And you said you feel it, and you, in many ways it's a blessing. What do you mean when you say you feel like you're getting old?
Man, I can't run as fast as you know.
Used to be,
and as I would like to. You know, I'll find myself because the youngest of our kids, Levi. He's going to be 9, and he's in this season of sports, and he loves he's an athletic kid, yeah. and so he's in this season where I'm obviously, you know, taking him. Right now we're in baseball season, kid pitch, and that's been quite a transition. About a month ago, he and his basketball team won their little tournament. So it's just, you know, when your days are being consumed by that, you know, you find yourself just in that rhythm, in that mode. And a few times he and I were on the court and, you know, we're just shooting around, you know, trying to teach him a few techniques. But I'm like, oh, man, what used to be just natural, you know, going to the basket, a bank shot yeah. even is like, man, it just feels different. You know, it feels different. But yeah, I can't run as fast. And in my mind, I'm like, no, I should be able to. I still feel athletic. But Josh, bottom line is I'm just getting old. Yeah. And so it's, and I don't know if it's just me. I don't want to overthink it either. But I think me verbalizing it is perhaps just partly to just embrace it and just say, no, I'm getting older. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you get older, certain things happen.
Yeah.
And you accept it, but it doesn't, you know, I was in at Hotworks yesterday, mm-hmm. and I felt like I had one of the best strenuous workouts, and I made it through, but I was huffing and puffing, but I felt good about myself, yeah. you know, but I'm like, I'm getting old.
What would you say
yeah.
is like the blessing or the bright side of aging to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a really good question. The bright side, the blessing, the benefits of getting old is I really feel myself, Josh, really making an effort to enjoy life. Mm-hmm. You know, and I would say even more than just as recently as 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And I won't get into it, but over the last, I would say, couple of years, I've made some just decision and very intentionally to try to bring more structure for the sake of having more time to enjoy mm-hmm. my family mm-hmm. and to enjoy just things that I appreciate, things that I love to do. And but I see the combination of getting older in age where there's actually a need, and I'm actually grateful there's an awareness to say, okay, hey, you can keep going because it's in my DNA. It's the way I'm wired. I'm a doer. I'm always thinking ahead, thinking about the future. And sometimes when you're just on that zone, so to speak, you don't even take time to enjoy what's happening now.
Yeah.
Because that's actually the adrenaline. I'm thinking about what's next. Mm-hmm. Let me stack up. And then I can, you know, and I've even said that in the past, I'll enjoy it. But I've shifted in my thinking. So that has caused me to, again, to actually embrace this stage of life where while I may be slower, I just think I'm enjoying life more than I ever have.
Wow.
You know, and just even in the little things, because I can finally appreciate them, because I'm, again, the awareness is there. I know that even 2-3 years ago, I didn't have that awareness because mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about what's ahead.
I think, I don't know if it's like this for you, but for me, when birthdays come around, I always find myself just thinking about
yeah.
how time is passing. Not even just my own birthday, but people yeah. who I love. Like with I was talking with Alexis the other day. She's turning 27 tomorrow.
Wow, yeah.
And when I met her, she was 18.
Yeah,
wow. And so it's been almost 10 years has just...
Amazing.
Passed by, it feels really fast.
Yeah.
And, but when her and I were talking about that, just all of the things that have happened in our lives as individuals mm-hmm. and as a couple since I met her when she was 18, it's amazing how much life can happen without you realizing that the time is passing by. And
wow.
We have this one, my sister-in-law, she gave us when we got married, she gave us this gift, and it's basically like this deck of cards with questions to just prompt conversation between couples.
Between the two of you.
Yeah, and so every Sunday we draw a card and we just discuss and
yeah.
talk with each other. And this past Sunday's card, the question was, what would you tell yourself 10 years ago if you had the opportunity to? And that's kind of what prompted, like, wow, 10 years ago is right when it was right before we met was 10 years ago. And it was a really rich conversation.
Yeah.
And just thinking about time passing as we're going to celebrate her birthday and getting older. Believe it or not, I feel sometimes that I'm getting older too.
Wow.
I don't know. I think, one of the things that came up about what would you tell yourself about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. both Alexis and I said, just try to enjoy some of these things as much as you can.
For sure.
It's a mist. It's here one day and it's gone the next. And so.
Well, in saying that, and thanks for sharing that, because I think, you know, whether you're a couple, a young couple like you and Alexis, you know, in your 20s, your late 20s, or a couple that's in their late 40s, early 50s, that the idea of reminding each other to appreciate the season that you're in now, mm-hmm. I think that should be the goal.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously when you're in your 20s, you're just at a different place in life. You know, many couples in their 20s are about to get into their new home. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in your late 40s or 50s, like Auntie Chrissy and I, there's other goals. You have kids that are in college, and we went to visit our daughter who's at university just a couple days ago. So, but it doesn't matter what season you're in. It's the best advice to give each other to say, hey, we're going to do our best and we're going to be advocates for each other. We're going to keep each other accountable to enjoy as much of just the season that we're in.
Yeah.
Even the moments of uncertainty, mm-hmm. the moments of fear and, you know, of things that are challenging in time. And sometimes that's more of a reflection point to be able to go back and just be able to say, you know what, we were able to appreciate those moments because we actually drew from that as well. It's not always just in the mountaintop experiences.
Let me ask you this, Uncle, as a younger man talking to an older man.
Yes.
Is there a season of your life that you look back on and you, I don't want to say regret, but maybe you wish that, I wish I would have enjoyed that season a little more than I did.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, I'm not afraid to say that there've actually been many moments of regret. That would be, you know, certainly. I do regret just even as a younger person, even as a teenager, when I was still under the roof of my parents, regret that I didn't give more effort to face my fears, you know, and what I mean by that, to face my fears, to have just a healthier relationship, you know, especially with my dad. So it's a regret, but what I could say quickly about where things have evolved and have grown to, kind of graduated to, it's a lot different. You know, a lot of healing has taken place. So that's a regretful period of life. In my 20s, I think where I would see regret is that, man, I was just moving fast, mm-hmm. you know, and you kind of said it with that pulling that card out that you and Alexis, that question, if I could go back to that period in my 20s, I wish I could be just more patient, you know. And then recently, I think I touched on it a little bit because, you know, by nature, I'm always thinking about the future, which is actually something I'm grateful that I'm wired that way. I regret that it has consumed a lot of my focus, but I'm grateful, and I'm grateful that I had enough awareness to say, okay, you can do something about it now. Hmm. What are those things you can do? And it's just a lot of whatever it is, adjusting, making adjustments, you know, seeking the advice of people that I trust, and then implementing not major changes, but changes that were necessary.
Yeah.
So I think it's, I love that question, Josh, because I think you would agree with me. I think, you know, sometimes when people are talking about regrets, that could feel like it's a negative energy. But I do believe that you can grow from the things that you regret.
Yeah.
Because again, if we believe that life is a journey, meaning we're progressing, we're hopefully moving forward and not staying stuck, then sometimes reflecting on things that we wish we could go back and change, the reality is, yeah, you can't change those things, but somehow they can provide something positive as you move forward.
Mm-hmm. I think that question, what would you tell yourself 10 years ago? It really, what's the word? It just made me think, because I think I'm finally reaching. I'm turning 29 this summer.
Yeah.
I think I'm finally maybe getting far enough removed from like my high school and college years to yeah. where I'm even capable of like seeing them and being able to regret things and being able to like,
you're those a bit were far removed.
Yeah, I can see like, yeah, that was a mistake. And that was, awesome. You were stupid. Just all of those things. I think
that's good.
Even if you had asked me like 2-3 years ago, I would have said like, I mean, yeah, I'm just doing my best. I think this is good. But I feel like when I think about, you know, 18, 19 year old Josh, I can see his deficiencies way clearer than I could back then. And I can see his strengths way clearer than I could back then. And I don't know. I think there is value in that reflection and that honesty, being able to be honest with yourself about, you know, mistakes you made or times where you were being, times where you just were not capable of, you didn't have the wisdom that you have now. And just accepting that and trying to improve and be better. And it's okay to make mistakes. It's not okay to repeat them.
Right, right.
What I remember a coach told me that. That stuck with me. But well, let me ask you, I guess I feel like you kind of been alluding to some of it, but what is going on at home, Uncle? Is there... I'd like to hear... You've got me on my toes. I want to know what's going on at home.
Yeah. As they say, there's never a dull moment, you know. There's always things happening, things that you're excited about, things that you're happy about, and then things that are challenging, things that are difficult. Mm-hmm. So then the other question is, okay, what do you do? How do you respond? So right now, and you know, I like to use discretion and wisdom, but I also I love this format and this medium to just be transparent too, mm-hmm. and to shed light, because hopefully a listener, one of a few things, could either say, you know what, that resonates with me, or man, I'm in the same predicament. And maybe something that we're sharing could be helpful. So, you know, we are, it's crazy, as you know, and maybe a few people that are listening in, with our five kids, we cover a span. It's such a wide range. Mm-hmm. You know, Jackson, the oldest, well, Jackson and Dee, they're both married. They're, Jackson is 28.
Yep.
And Dylan is 26.
Yeah.
And then we've got the two middle, both girls. Haley is 18, Riley is 16. And then at the end of the rope is little Levi, who is gonna be 9 years old. So I'm with those age, those differences in age, the blessing is I'm, as a father, as a parent, and I think Chris would say the same thing, we're tapped into to the relationships are different between the two older guys mm-hmm. with families, and Jackson, you know, they have a son, and then, you know, we have our two daughters who are, both of them are in their teenage years mm-hmm. and everything that comes yeah. with that. And then we, with Levi, it's all about sports right now yeah. and just activities, and it's great. Levi
stuff.
Keeps me young, keeps yeah. the old guy young, you know, so we are, you know, we're just going through a season right now, just when we feel like we figured out the code in parenting. Reality smacks me in the face as a father and says, dude, you still know Jack, you know. And just this week, I mean, we're only in the middle of this week, and we've been just having some very... very real moments and conversations with you know, with one of our kids mm-hmm. and again, what I'm learning is that the heartbeat is to be the best parent you could be.
Yeah.
But just like I told my kid this morning, shoot, I had to apologize. Mm. I had to ask for forgiveness because I said things in trying to make a point that were hurtful, mm-hmm. that were, and so it could feel defeating because you feel like, man, I should be an expert at this. And so to any parent who's listening, never try to prove to yourself that you're an expert, because that'll trip you up. Over time, yes, you gain experience and you want to provide guidance and counsel to your kids. So it does require wisdom. But this idea that we're experts, I think could at least for me, if that's the focus and then you come to a jam, you have to reconcile that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm grateful. I'm thankful that I had a moment this morning to be very clear that I was in the wrong.
Yeah.
And that I said things that, yeah, I didn't mean it in that way, but nevertheless, it caused pain mm-hmm. and hurt. And, therefore, parents, we are not experts. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are doing, and we want to, we desire to do the best that we can do in parenting our kids, providing counsel, laying a structure. But with the relationship and the season that we're in with this particular child of ours, it's different because of the circumstances and because of just where they are at in life. And so so what's going on at home, man? Real life.
Yeah.
Real living. It's never a dull moment. And even in the rough patches, in these seasons where we're like, man, I can't wait to get through it. And it's okay to feel that as parents, but like I told my child, I am your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And you are my responsibility. I'm going to love you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to guide you, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to be perfect either, because mm-hmm. I'm going to mess up.
Yeah.
And, So yeah, it's not fun to go through these seasons, but like I told, and Auntie Chrissy and I were talking, we, you know, cause both of us weren't able to sleep last night. And I said, you know what? I'd rather it be that way than to be a parent and said, oh man, I slept great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's the showing up, even when it feels like a battle, to just say, hey, we're in the thick of it, mm-hmm. but we're here and we trust God and his wisdom to guide us and counselors and professionals, which we're advocates of that. And we will look back, and you know, these are what a pastor friend of ours called, if we allow it, they can be defining moments.
Yeah.
So
I think I love hearing that you say that you apologized to your kid. I think there comes an important moment in everyone's life, and I think it happens at different times for everyone. But the moment when you stop seeing your parents as heroes,
yes,
and start seeing them as humans,
yeah,
I think that's it can be a really good thing or a really tough thing for a lot of people. And I think in my life, I can only know in mine.
Yeah.
I wish I was younger when I had, especially with my my own dad.
Yeah.
Like, I always saw my dad as my hero, which I think is healthy at a certain age.
Yeah.
But then I also think, and maybe it's just for a son and his dad, like, there comes a time where you have to see the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth is that your dad's not a hero.
Yeah.
Your dad's a human.
Yeah.
And my dad, my dad loves me.
Right.
My dad cares for me, but my dad also made mistakes and makes mistakes.
Yeah.
And I think, if I'm being honest, there was an unhealthy part of my relationship with my dad, especially when I got older and I was a young man, a young adult, and I still saw my dad as, it was probably unfair of me to see him as, well, my dad's a hero, my dad's Superman, when he's a human just like I am, just like everyone else. And I say that to lead to, I think I found a lot of healing in my own life when my dad apologized to me.
Yeah.
And apologized even for things that happened years and years ago that maybe I didn't even know he was supposed to say sorry for.
Yeah.
Until he did. And I was like, man, I forgive you, Dad. Yeah. Thank you for doing that and giving me the chance to forgive you, that opportunity. And so I think,
I love that.
You know, parents apologizing to their kids is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Because it can teach them more, that it's more than just asking for forgiveness. You're teaching your kids that, hey, I'm not perfect.
Right.
I make mistakes just like you do, and you're going to do.
Mm.
And I think it can teach kids, like, one, to have healthier expectations for other people and healthier expectations for themselves, and seeing themselves. I don't know. Jesus said the truth will set you free.
Yeah.
And the truth is that you can be a dad and you're still going to mess up. Mm-hmm. You can be a mom. You're still going to mess up.
Wow.
You can love your parents. Your parents are still going to make mistakes. Yeah. And maybe that's not a fun truth at first, but at the end of the day, the truth is the truth, and it will set you free. And so,
wow,
I say that to encourage you, Uncle. I love hearing that you were able to have that conversation, and
it's thank you for just sharing your perspective, you know, and going back to years ago when you were a lot younger, just even trying to make sense of your own thoughts and feelings, because one thing, and again, to any parents or aspiring parents or soon to be parents listening in, even as Josh, you and I are talking about the idea of a parent apologizing, the reality is it may not just be one time either. really is. The way I look at it is, If we stay involved, and which that should be the goal of the relationship between parents and their kids, especially as they get older in life and they're struggling through the transition, and you know, and things happen and mistakes happen. The best thing we can do for our kids is to still be there.
Yeah.
Even when it's a struggle and when it feels like, okay, right now our child looks at us as the enemy. Mm-hmm. The worst thing that we could do as parents is to retreat and just like, okay, just again, it's going to require humility, strength, apologizing when necessary, but staying in there with our children. Because I really believe this, and I just heard this recently. It was a reminder. God loves our children way more than we do. And if that is the case, then I am choosing to trust that God is going to take care of my children or my child. They're gonna make it through this season. Let's make it together.
Yeah.
Let's not create an even bigger divide, because it creates just more problems. I think if we do this right, again, it's going to require just require humility, but just even strength to not give up,
yeah,
to not throw in the towel on either party, on either side. And so that's the season that we're in, but I'm, you know, I wouldn't change anything. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, you know, yes, apologizing was necessary, but I don't regret that we're in this season with our child to be there, to fight through this. Maybe we're not seeing eye to eye completely yet, but again, we're trusting in God and we're trusting the process.
Can you remember a time, did your dad ever apologize to you?
Yeah, you know, maybe he did, or maybe in his own way, I I'm just saying that like giving him the benefit of the doubt. But if you ask me, did you ever feel like, I mean, no.
Yeah.
No. And that's where I think I consider it a huge victory to not repeat that cycle.
Yeah.
You know, because if that's the environment you grew up in, normally that's kind of what you inherit and you continue on and you pass on. So certain things, yeah, you someone's got to break it.
Sure.
You know,
do you ever wonder, like, Eric, if you can try and think about it, what would have been different in your life, do you think, if you had a dad who was capable of apologizing?
Man, that's a deep
one. Yeah.
It's a great question. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
it's tough. It's hard to think. I mean, I'm grateful to have a dad who, I think he learned to apologize. Yeah. To be honest, and maybe my dad will come on and say, you're wrong. But I feel like when it was relatively recent when I started hearing those words from my dad, I'm sorry for this. And I think, to me, and this, I don't want to sound like I'm blaming or pointing the finger, but I think it changes a lot for a kid to be able to know that their parents can make a mistake.
Yeah.
It can, I think it helps your relationship, because I would have had more understanding for my dad growing up.
Yeah.
I think I would have had more patience and more grace.
Yeah.
And I think I would have had that for myself more too.
Yeah.
I think it would have changed the way I see myself a lot. And, you know, and there's healing. And it's never too late to start to change the direction that you're in. But
absolutely.
I think if I'm being honest, there's a lot of pain that could have been avoided.
Yeah.
And I think maybe in your life you could see that too. And
yeah.
I think that's the beautiful thing about breaking that cycle.
Yeah.
With your own kids.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Things that maybe you didn't get, you have the opportunity to give to them. So.
Yeah. I love what you said there, because that is the hard truth, or the real truth, that, and many people, many families can relate to this in their own way, that a lot of pain could have been avoided, mm-hmm. right? So that's always where the easy what if question comes up, you know. So there's no denying that, and I think there's something healthy about just even tossing that question around, and maybe there's not a definitive answer, which it's okay. But to be able to say, you know what, how can we, in moving forward, avoid unnecessary pain,
yeah.
you know, and being real that, man, this could be serious pain down the road. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to kind of what I was sharing earlier, Josh, that staying in the fight, to me, it's worth it right now,
mm-hmm.
to hopefully prevent some unknown pain down the road.
Yeah.
And to be able to say, man, grateful that we stuck through. It was hard. We didn't know what we were doing. We knew to apologize and to go through that process. But I think that's, family dynamics and just things that we go through in relationships can, they could really set us up,
mm-hmm.
or set us back.
Sure.
You know, and somewhere in between, staying stuck. And so it's a constant journey that mirrors life, which is it's ebbs and flows.
Sure. Right.
We're gonna enjoy the really good seasons in the relationships, but when the tough seasons come, I think that's really where the true metal
mm-hmm.
is observed.
Yeah.
And we're going through a tough season right now,
yeah.
but it just makes me more hopeful, you know, for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think life is never short of ways to give us pain. And so,
yeah.
and a lot of it yeah. is out of our control.
Totally.
So the little Very that true. We do have control
yeah.
of,
yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with trying yeah. to say, let's save ourselves
yeah.
from some of this totally. Pain down the road,
yeah.
because we know there's going to be some from
yeah.
that we have no idea right yeah. now, and
yeah.
we'll get there when we get
yeah,
there,
yeah.
but right now we can address this, so let's do
for
what
sure.
we can.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
okay. Thanks for sharing all that,
oh,
and just
man.
Your vulnerability
Thank
and
you.
Honesty. And
yeah.
So
we hit, I'm getting old.
You're getting
and,
old.
You know. I'm having to apologize. I thought I was an expert, but I realized quickly I'm not. But you know what? I'll wrap it up with a bow by just saying, man, I'm blessed.
Mm.
I'm living a life that I know for a fact. I can say this with assurance that when I was a kid, to see where I'm at today. At 53 years old, with the family that I have, and you know the blessings that I'm able to enjoy, going through a rough season is worth it all.
Yeah.
It is worth it all. So I'm grateful, man.
Thank you, Uncle. I'm grateful for you. I think that's a great place to end.
Yeah.
Looking forward to. Hearing the response to this episode, and hopefully having you back on sometime soon.
For Make, sure.
You know what I was thinking is, the next time I have you and maybe some of the other uncles on, we could be celebrating a Lakers championship.
Hey, which would be wonderful.
Yeah, that would
yep.
be a great season.
It would be wonderful.
Into. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'll just, I was sharing a little bit about Levi. One thing that I enjoy with Levi actually reminds me a lot of you. Because he's into sports. Like, it doesn't... You know, the other day he was checking the women's Final Four and giving me stats. I'm like, you don't even watch that. But he's just so into it. But, of course, lately, he's a huge Lakers fan. So he probably knows just as much or maybe even more than I do about the Lakers, which I've been a lifelong fan. Uh-huh. So that's something that he and I enjoy together. But a championship, a title would be...
Well, how old was Levi when they won in 2020? Like four? He was
three and a half.
So he doesn't remember that.
Almost four. Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whenever the Lakers do win a title, it'll be special for him. It'll be special to watch it with his dad.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's this year. So
I'll just say, I think it was actually this morning. I don't know if you saw, it was probably Stephen A's podcast, and he had Mark Cuban on.
Hmm.
And he was asking Mark Cuban, explain to me how that happened.
And I need to watch that.
Oh, yeah. And he was very honest and, you know.
Is Mark defending it? Defending the trade? No, okay.
No, he just said, if I was still majority owner.
It's not happening.
That was, I mean. But, you know, he was also being, you know, kind of gracious to Nico, saying he had his reasons.
He
has to say
when
that,
Nico gets fired, then he'll come out. Right. I don't know what that
but
guy
still,
was doing.
I mean, because that was so historic that it literally potentially has changed the landscape. Just that one move.
Yeah.
And especially to a historic franchise like the Lakers. Like, how does that even happen?
Well, and even for Mavs fans, like, everything changed.
Oh,
that they've been hoping for.
Yeah,
I mean, they were looking forward to at least a decade of like being contenders.
That's hardcore.
And now it was gone. And just like that. Yeah. I don't know how, if I were a Mavs fan, how I would deal with that. I feel bad. I genuinely feel bad.
I mean, I'll use the word like traumatic.
Yes, a catastrophe.
That's trauma. Yeah. It's produced some trauma.
I'm glad if Levi was a Mavs fan, he would carry that pain for a long time.
How do you navigate through that?
Oh, well, thank you, Uncle
Thanks
James.
Thanks a lot, Josh.
I'm looking forward to the next time I get to have you on. To those of you listening, thank you for tuning in. We will be back with more episodes soon. Have a great day.